Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. According to the Bloomberg Report, Townsend's Incorporated, a poultry products producer with operations in North Carolina and Batesville, Arkansas, is seeking court approval of guidelines for a bankruptcy auction of virtually all its assets on February 15th. In Chapter 11 bankruptcy filings, Townsend cited about $131 million in assets and about $127 million in debt. That's as of December 5th of last year. An attorney for Townsend says the company is in talks with numerous potential buyers, but has not yet selected anyone. In the court filing, the attorneys for Townsend said a prompt and open sale of the assets and business is the best way to maximize value for the company. Judge Christopher Sanchi scheduled a January 28th hearing. It's to consider approving the sale guidelines. Townsend's would have until February 14th, when it wants all initial bids submitted, to select a lead bidder. If more than one qualified offer is made, the company proposes holding an auction the next day. Then, Townsend's wants a hearing on February 18th to obtain court approval of the sale. And that sale could be to one purchaser or, in parts, to several. It is well documented that the prized property of the Townsend's Incorporated companies is Townsend's of Arkansas in Batesville, which currently has 1,286 employees, making the operation an important part of the local economy. Arkansas State University today announced an all-time record spring enrollment with an unduplicated headcount of 13,239 undergraduate and graduate students for the Jonesboro campus. It represents an increase of 843 students, or 6.8%, compared to the spring of last year. Spring enrollment numbers have shown a steady increase since 2006. A residence just off Mountain View Road near Locust Grove in Independence County was burglarized and over $7,000 worth of household furnishings were stolen. Police say the owner of the residence, Mike Williamson, had moved furnishings into the house with the intention of living there. However, his job required a temporary move to Russellville. Police say when Williamson came back to check on the property, he discovered the break-in and theft. Police say everything from furniture to TVs to hand tools were stolen. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said detectives have been gathering evidence at the scene, including fingerprints. And a two-vehicle accident in the noon hour Wednesday at Boswell and State Streets intersection in Batesville caused one of the cars to veer off the roadway and into a State Street residence, causing extensive damage. The residence is occupied by Richard Rena, who told police he was outside and witnessed the accident. He said a car driven by 20-year-old Andrew C. Martin of Pleasant Plains ran a stop sign on State Street, came into the intersection, and was struck by a car driven by 45-year-old Kimberly E. Pierce of Batesville, who was traveling west on Boswell. Police say that collision caused the Pierce car to veer off the roadway and into the front door of the Rena residence. Damage was estimated at $10,000 to the residence. Martin was cited for failure to yield. And that brings you right up to date.